Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stonemount 64. This is the first episode of Fireside, the podcast that I'm going to be starting to make available to everybody. This is something that I kind of trialed out at the end of 2018 by making this for supporters. I did it as a kind of a test of, you know, let's just hang out Q&A type of thank you for the audience, for those guys that were supporting me. And it's kind of continued to grow and develop as I've kind of beta tested it out. And now I'm going to be making it available to everybody a few days after it's recorded on Fridays with my supporters, where it'll be live. I'll also be taking questions for you guys. This is very much going to be something that's kind of from my own perspective, though. So this is, you know, my Stone Mountain podcast, just talking, not gaming. I tried this out in the past where I was playing and trying to talk, and it really didn't feel as ideal as just sitting and talking, which is something too that I'm gonna need to try and figure out and get better at. The way that I've kind of got this formatted now is it's gonna be a set of kind of topics that might have been things that we discussed during the week on my live streams, or maybe certain things in comments of my videos, maybe trending things that are coming up, or even just things that are suggested from you guys and my community managers, who I'm also going to have kind of monitoring, helping me come up with some things to kind of keep it a tight 30 minutes to 1 hour show that we're going to do consistently over 2019. My goal with this is 36 episodes for this year. So that's 3 per month, if I'm correct on that, which I think, yep, I can math. Just barely, better than my driving. I'll probably end up going a little bit over it, but that kind of gives some time where if you do miss a stream, you can kind of listen to just this podcast audio format. Catch up on maybe what's been going on, what I've been playing, as well as kind of just to see where I was at, having a little bit more sliced down chunks. Because there's a lot of times where when I'm playing, I might get asked a really good question that I want to do a 10-minute conversation on, but I'm trying to keep in mind, like, it might not be for everybody in the audience that's there at that time. So this could be something where I've got that little 10-minute segment of maybe you do have a question, or maybe there's something I want to elaborate on, or you want me to elaborate on. Let me know, and I'll try and put it into a show like this, and we could talk about it for an extended period of time. This is something that I love to listen to podcasts like this, especially when I was working in the past at my office job. Like, I would listen to a podcast, or during a break, or when I'm driving or commuting and stuff. And I know that's not as ideal with a stream, or if I get interrupted with something crazy happening in the game, or maybe donations or something come up, then it's like I might get completely distracted. And that might still happen here too. Actually, that was one of the questions that Ty had commented on my post that I put out asking you guys for questions for this, was like, even on this, I go off on tangents and I divert myself. I'm going to try and stay on topic a little bit more here. So if I do end up getting like off onto something that I think I could do too much talking on, and I end up going off of it and you want to hear more about it, let me know for the next week so we can kind of follow up on that. But today I've got a couple things in mind, and this one's going to be, I think, a little bit different because this is January 4th. This is a brand new year. This is the start of the new year. Like, this is the setting stone for everything. So I figured let's go over some of what I kind of have planned for 2019. What's kind of my mindset? What are some of the goals, more or less? Like, I typically, the way that I go into New Year's is like I like to set goals for myself of achieving some type of milestone or something. I typically keep it extremely broad, although I will write some things down. Like last year, I wrote some things down, then I didn't never even looked at them again. I just kind of had that mindset of like, okay, this is what I want to do, and then press forward. This year, I'm going to try and be a little bit more consistent with it, and I think by putting it out there in something like this, I think that's going to help as well. So that's a bit beneficial. But yeah, let's just jump into it. The first thing, actually, I wrote this down before I ended up hurting my wrist here, which is, again, it's very minor. I'll be fine. It's just this little sprain. But I wrote down that I'm going to try and be more optimistic this year. Positive vibe, output machine, inspiration, and motivation, right? That's what I want to be putting out, and that's what I want to be getting from other things. So, like, if I'm following somebody that is just like, I'm just gonna try and absorb that in, and then put that out. That's gonna be my goal. And it's just like, I read this in a book a while back that was basically like, if you're trying to make somebody else more comfortable in like a room or a situation, and like, you know, somebody's just feels really uncomfortable, or maybe I would even feel uncomfortable in a room of strangers I don't know or something like that. If you go and try and make somebody else more comfortable, you'll naturally feel more comfortable because that's what you're trying to do, right? That's what I'm going to try and put out to try and help with that as well. Like that, just keeping that overall mindset. And like, you know, so what happened to my wrist was I slipped when I was out in Hawaii, took a little vacay over the past few days. It was great. And I was on a little hike, slipped and caught myself. I have my camera in my other hand, which right here, this beauty, if you guys can't see, it's a new super freaking expensive camera. That's going to be my streaming camera in the coming weeks. Maybe even tomorrow. We'll see if I get the parts in that I need tonight. But was not about to break that thing. It's a little too expensive. So I caught my fall with my other wrist and kind of effed it up. But doesn't even matter, dude. It didn't slow me down for a second. All right? It's a new year. Not happening. Same aspect, though. Now more towards, I guess, my streams is what I'm going to be doing is I'm treating this as a new season. I thought of this as well, which was, you know, TV shows, sitcoms, whatever, they all have seasons. Even like just talk shows have seasons. And so I'm breaking up my content. This is going to be season 3 of my content. Season 1 was like my first year, I guess, of streaming more so specifically. Season 1 was like me live streaming, starting out my first year. I guess I had been streaming like off and on for like 2 years. And I had like a 1 day a week schedule, but then I got pretty serious about it. In 2016 is when I got really serious about it. At the end of 2016, it was like Battlefield was launching. It was just before PUBG, and then PUBG, obviously. And like that was when I started taking this a lot more seriously. Ended up making a schedule and starting on it. 2017, I got, maybe it was 2017. No, it must have been 2017 was PUBG. So 2016, that's when I was kind of off and on streaming. Because that was when Battlefield 1 came out, was at the end of 2016. Yes. Then 2017, started taking it a lot more seriously, because that was about when PUBG came out, was at the end of 2017. And then all of 2018 kind of turned into a whirlwind of PUBG for me. Like, that was like, to me, playing Battlefield was a lot of fun for streaming, and some of the other games I was playing too, but like, Battle Royales were just such a beauty for me streaming wise that it was like, this is something I could really stream and get behind. And so I've since branched out a lot from that, and overarching, like, I don't want to pin myself into a corner with one specific game. I feel like that's something that I've learned over the years, is like, I started with Call of Duty, then I went to Battlefield, got big on Division. Siege has been huge for me. You know, I've constantly been making shifts, and I've done a pretty good job of that, but I'm gonna really try and keep that up in 2019 as well. It's like, I want to be a creator regardless of whatever the game is. Like, I want to make whatever I can see as like being an opportunity to make a good content piece around is going to be my goal with it. So that's what I'm really going to be focused on this year as well. It's just the content. It's kind of got distracted in this earlier too, but like, when I'm setting goals, and the reason why I put kind of goals in quotation marks and it's not something like I really stick to super much, is if I set a goal, this is a problem that I've always had in general whenever I'm creating content, is that I set a goal for myself, like, I'm going to get to 1,500 supporters, or I'm going to have 1,000 concurrent, or 2,000, or like I the thing that I really gets me all the time is like I would be looking at my YouTube subscriber growth. I'd be looking at like my subscriber, how many subscribers did I gain today? How my views doing? Like I'd be looking at all the analytics for everything, which is important. Like I learn a lot from that in terms of like what do people enjoy on a greater scale? Like where do I invest my time on doing things? Which is why it's harder to like the reason why I've never done a podcast is just there's just it's just too small of an audience. But that's where it's like now that this small audience of my supporters want to see something like this, okay, now I can get behind spending more time on this. Anyways, I get very driven by those analytics, but it's not something that I can control. And this applies to so many different things. This applies to the same way that I play games. It applies to a ton of different things in life that I've learned. It's like you can't control it, whatever you can't control, but you can control how you react to things. You can control what you do about things and how much effort you put in. And so my goal this year, not goals in terms of like, hey, I want to hit 2 million followers. Like that's something that like deep down I do want to do. Like I want to hit 2 million followers on Facebook, but I'm not going to get there by just saying like, hey, that's what I want to do, right? My path this year is to make sure, first of all, like I said, podcast, 36 episodes. That's a goal that I can achieve, right? That's something that I know that I can do. So I'm going to be doing that. Staying consistent on my stream schedule the whole year. The whole year, keeping consistent on it. Now, I might take a day off or two, or I might miss certain days, and there might be other things that happen, but whatever happens, I get back on the schedule and stay on it. That's something that I've already, like, that's not going to be a difficult goal for me. I've done that for 7 years. I haven't missed more than a week of content in 7 years. So, you know, that's something I've gotten down. It was hard the first 2 years, very difficult, and I didn't do a good job. There was a lot of times where I was missing, like, multiple days in a row. Like, I would miss 5 days and then miss another 5 days, and it was super slow content release. And it's okay. I always kept back with it, got back on it. That's what I'm going to stay consistent with. The other thing that I can control that I'm going to be doing is upgrading my overall channel look. The graphics, the design, the quality, I'm upping all of the quality this year. I'm starting with this new camera that I got. It's something that I've kind of learned about, like DSLR cameras and like high-end cameras a little bit in the past. Like I had taken Photoshop class years ago. I had a camera. I was kind of learning a little bit about it here and there. But, you know, you guys watch the content. People watch the content for what I'm putting out, right? And I want to make that as enjoyable and flawless of an experience for you guys as I can. My green screen keeps bugging out on me. So what I'm going to be doing, like this camera's good. This camera's good because I got the lighting, like bonkers good lighting. And also you're only going to see so high of quality in 720p or 1080 or whatever you're watching on. But that doesn't matter. Like I want to increase it. I've got a new. It's going to be sick. It's going to be really cool. I've already tested it. Like this is going to work way better with the green screen. I need a few more pieces. So and then I'm going to decide. Like, do I want to keep using the green screen or do I just make it my overall office? Because I've now made it so my office is at a point where like I like to show this off. And there's even some more upgrades that I'm going to be making to my office as well, which is really exciting. Like these are all things that I'm going to be improving in terms of the graphics. I've contacted a few people. I'm going to be working on getting like maybe updating my logo just a little bit. I really like my logo, but just tightening it up a little bit. More so though, like graphics in terms of like scene transitions, better things for like alerts. Right now we're very limited on Facebook with like the way the alerts work. I want to get that an even nicer, cleaner experience. Updating my website. I want that thing to be actually like not. I just used like a dumb little template website that looks atrocious, dude. It's not good. And I hate sending people there, but like that's where I have all my information. So like that's going to be a goal for me this year. And just overall, like that's what I'm calling like my season 3 improvements, right? I've kind of got my foundation down for streaming. Like I know what I'm doing. Like I feel way more comfortable streaming than I have before. And I want to take that. I want to take that up to the next level. And the way that I do that, I think, is by taking steps to improve the quality, make this show even better. I might also consider adding more stream time to my days, but I don't think I'm there quite yet. Like, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So that's kind of like my own personal growth that I'm going to be working on. But I also am going to be this year taking more steps to try and help other streamers. Like, this is something that I'm in such a, I'm in a kind of a strange position in that, like, I was streaming on Twitch. I've tried streaming on Mixer. I've tried streaming on YouTube. I've streamed to all the platforms at one time. Like, that was a thing that I did for a long time. I don't know how long I even did it, but multiple months. And I was using Patreon, and like, I created one of the craziest Patreon things I think that streaming had seen. We had, I don't even, 1,400, 1,500 something Patreon supporters there. It was crazy. And then we kind of shifted over and started doing on Facebook, creating content. And now, like, Facebook is like this crazy frontier, dude. I'm looking in these groups every day. I'm looking at so many different places. It's just a cluster out there. And for information. And it's all so segregated. Like, everybody's like, oh, I stream on Facebook. Oh, I stream on Twitch. Twitch guys are like, Facebook. What are you crazy people doing? I think Twitch is a fantastic website. I use it almost every day. I don't think there's a lot of reason for a lot of those people to switch or do anything else. Same thing with this YouTube. There are some YouTube creators that are gangbusters good. They're doing incredible. But there's like, it's like, there's all of these platforms are trying to divide everybody, which is, you know, everybody wants everybody to use their own platform. But I feel like it's just an overall, like, I see this as like a content creator space. And I saw an interesting question of like, okay, do you see yourself as a streamer or a video maker, like a YouTuber? I don't know what better word there is other than like creator, but I see like creator is you. I don't see people just streaming and not putting content elsewhere. Like it's part of the whole thing is creating content as a content creator. And so my hope is this year to try and help with that more. And I have I've been working on a top 10 list of kind of some basics that I'm going to put out and see, kind of get some people's feedback on. See what they think about it, and try and help develop something that makes it a little bit better. I'm not going to tie it in exactly with all my main content because, like, this podcast, that's not the purpose of this podcast. This podcast is, like, for my overall audience. That segment of, like, people that are trying to create is something that is so narrow. It's so narrow that, like, it's just not really a big enough audience for it. But it is something that I'm going to – that's one of my goals as well, is to work on something for that. And there'll be more coming with that in the coming months. So, you know, first of the year here. But yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about at the intro here. And now I wanted to get to some questions. First half's going to kind of be a little more curated. In this case, we didn't really get into much gaming and whatnot. First episode and whatnot. So plenty more we might even get into even with some of these questions as they kind of spur it. I'm sure there's going to be tons of questions coming in chat as well, but I am keeping this more focused on the questions that came in prior to starting all this today. So, Ty, I already got he was asking me about cutting off my topics, requesting more details, and this is something that I'm going to need to get better at personally. He was basically saying in past ones that I've done like this, where I've just sat down and talked about a specific topic or a podcast like this, I've often just cut myself off saying you know what, I need to get to the next topic. I need to keep going. I need to keep this a short 30-minute, 1-hour show. I'm still going to keep doing that. Like, I want this to be much more highly curated, not just me sitting here just saying and waiting for the chat to kind of give me more questions. I want this to be a little bit more curated. Maybe from time to time we'll do that if I want to pull some things live, but I really want to keep this a little tighter. And so if there is something that I end up being I'll talk about that in something else, and you want to hear more about it, I mentioned this earlier, is like, write that down. I encourage you just, or even maybe I can make the post sooner for when, like, getting your guys' questions for the next week. So it's, like, immediately after this, and you can start asking questions for the next one already. But I want to be able to cover the specific things that I am, because there might be things that are a bit more time-sensitive that I want to get to with, like, you know, something that's going on more relevant to today with some kind of controversy or whatever is happening that I don't want to miss with a limited show. So keep them coming. We also had Derek asking, 2019, what big events am I attending and what insider info can I give you guys for games, for things that are coming for Facebook, for whatever? Unfortunately, in the sense of insider info in general, I can't give you anything like anything inside on that, right? Like whatever I have going on, it's typically done in the form of like some type of non-disclosure agreement or something that like I can't say anything until it's released, so that way it all releases at a proper time and it's all like official, legit, and great. That being said, I could tell you like what I'm kind of hoping for, what I'm planning on doing, at least in terms of events. Like the way that I plan a lot of my events is 2 weeks before, somebody offers me some type of gig and they're like, hey, come on out to, for example, for Paris Games Week. They're like, hey, we got a spot for you to do some casting for in Paris. You want to come out? Okay, let's do it. So then I fly out and then we go. Same thing with Gamescom. It's like a month, maybe a few weeks before. Hey, we're going to be doing this event, whatever. Doing some PUBG Mobile stuff. Yeah, you want to go skydiving? That was like 3 days notice. So a lot of that stuff can be a little bit more impromptu. That being said, most likely in 2019, I will be going to E3. It's my guess. I've gone for the last like 3 years, so I'm probably going to go to that again. And Gamescom might be going to. That one I've also been to for the last 2 or 3 years. Other than that, potentially PAX West. That one is up in Seattle, which is kind of the area that I'm in, so maybe there. But that's all. I don't really have anything concrete locked in for where I'm personally going to be traveling or going to this year. It kind of is much more impromptu than that. And if there is anything that I usually have extra time, like between events, then I'll post like on Twitter or on Instagram a story or something of like, hey, I'm going to be here at this time. Come stop by. We'll hang out. If you want to, whatever, say what up. It's typically, I don't really have anything more organized than that. People have asked me, like, do I plan on doing, like, a real legit meetup, like, scheduled out in advance? And, no, not really. I feel like my time, like, if I'm going to spend 2 days, I feel like it's better spent working just on a stream, like, making better content, working on some of these things that I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast. Not to say that it's, like, not valuable to meet you guys and it's not great. Like, I love it. Every time I've run into somebody on the street, it's super cool. But it's just, I don't know. It's also like, I don't know. It's potential. Who knows what we're going to do this year. But that's kind of where I'm currently at with it, just so you kind of understand my mindset a little bit. Also had an interesting question about, like, computer building. I get a lot of questions about this in general. Kevin asked me, he was planning on getting a computer, which I've had a lot of you guys as well telling me that you've been upgrading PC since that's what I play on a lot as well. I don't have like a ton of insight into specific things and like what's the latest tech. I recommend some of my favorite channels are like Linus Tech Tips, PCPartPicker.com can kind of help you with like actually building a computer or seeing like what are the prices for the different components and what's compatible with each other if you are considering it. My overall general advice, though, is he was more specifically asking about desktop versus laptop gaming. And I do have a super legit laptop that I got. And I obviously also have two incredible desktop computers. The thing that I'll say about laptop gaming is that you're going to have an incredible amount of fan noise. You're probably going to need to be powered into an outlet as well, like if you want to have good enough graphics or whatever, like the computer running at full speed in order to play whatever game you're playing, unless you're playing like something super simple. If you want to play PUBG or Fortnite or something, you probably want to have that thing plugged into a wall to get the full power out of it. And if you're going to be playing 90% of the time in the same, like at your house, I say just get a, you could spend $3,000 on a laptop that's like a good laptop, or you could spend $3,000 on a desktop and get like the best desktop that'll future-proof you. Or even like, let's just say like $2,000. You can also, you could get a really good desktop for that. Whereas the laptop's just gonna, it's not gonna run quite as well. It's like, how important is the mobility to you? Maybe you, if you live in like two different cities, because you're for work, you have to keep traveling every single week, and you have to spend like a week without your setup. At that point, yeah, all right, sacrifice a little bit performance for the laptop. But other than that, I think it's highly worth it to just get a desktop, because you can get the maximum power out of that. I know it's difficult to just game in one spot a lot of times, and that's why like I really like my Switch, because like if I'm gonna hang out with my wife, I can't stay up in my room all day, and it could be a little isolating up here. So, you know, but like if I'm gonna be at the kitchen table and like have to sprawl out over the whole thing with a, it's a little much for PC gaming, where it's like, eh, maybe I'll just play with a Switch or something, or just on my phone. Like I play a ton of stuff on my phone lately, and PUBG Mobile or RuneScape or whatever, yeah, that's kind of my solution for if I'm away from my desktop. And there's actually even solutions now too, where you can play at your desktop and get something that works. So you can play at your desktop, like remote to your desktop on the same Wi-Fi signal, and you can play with it if you're really interested in it. It's kind of cool. There are things. I've tried it before and it wasn't super great, but I assume that they're going to keep getting better with it. And also, actually, there is a way that you can also up here in the basement. Yeah, yeah. I mean, in my basement, of course. In my basement. That's what I'm talking about. That's where I stay. Anyways, yeah, I think that should help you out, Kevin. Ernest also asked me, is there a DVR feature on Facebook? He hates coming into streams late. Can't go back to it. I feel you, dude. It's one of my favorite features that YouTube gaming has, or YouTube live streams in general. You can skip back on the live streams. It's one of the coolest things you can do. They have been testing it on Facebook, though. I asked my contact about it at Facebook, too, and I was like, hey, what's going on with this? Is this something we can expect here? And he said, I didn't even know they were doing that. I've seen it on at least three different live streams, not gaming specific. I saw one, it was on another page. One of them was on a gaming page, and it was just a smaller streamer. I don't know if he'd been around for a long time. Like, I don't know if he's partnered and had contacts, or maybe they just chose him and was like, hey, we're testing this feature. Boop. Let's see how that works for you, if people actually use it and skip back. I hope they implement something like it. The main reason, though, Ernest was saying, was like he wanted to be able to, share the stream with somebody and mark a specific time and know the portion. What you can also do is clip it. So on Twitch, it's really common. People click the clipping button, and it'll take a little clip. You can actually customize it and edit it, change the duration and stuff. On Facebook, when you clip it, it records the last 30 seconds to 1 minute. This has been changing because they are still testing this feature. It's still very early. A lot of times, actually, it will even save only 20 seconds. I think they are up to 1 minute now. I was really pushing them to try and get it up to 1 minute. So I don't know if they've successfully done it yet or not. But if you click, there's a little icon that you can clip it. Whether you're watching on mobile or PC, you should see a little icon on your screen if you hover over it. I don't know if you can do it with these exclusive ones like you're watching right now, if you are watching this live, but it's a cool feature. You can then share it from there. It's not the best. You still can't download it. There's still a lot of stuff you can't do, unfortunately, with it, but they're on the right track, and that should hopefully help you out, or any of you guys that want to try and share my stream or anybody else's stream that you might be watching. If an insane moment happens, click the clip button, and you could save it. Seth? This is the final question that I said that I had here. It was, how do I use my Stream Deck? He actually got a Stream Deck, and he wanted to know how I used it personally. The main thing that I do, really, it's not like, it's the same thing with like when I got the Apple Watch. It's not like it's like changed my life, but it's something that's just so beneficial to have if you can afford to have it and to help you. Like, the only thing I use my watch for is just to track my heart rate, track my workouts, and then just check the time. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I was thinking I want to spend a couple hundred dollars on a nice watch. I figured I'd just get that, you know. Whatever. If you don't like it, or any other smartwatch, doesn't really matter. But the Stream Deck is kind of the same way. Like, you could set up a separate keyboard, hotkey all the buttons with, like, F1, F2, whatever, and, like, set up a little custom sticker, print it out, put it over it. I used to do that. But with the Stream Deck, it's like, okay, basically I just have it so it switches between. I've got, like, three different scenes. I barely ever switch my scenes. It's, like, at the beginning or the end of my stream, maybe. Sometimes between games I'll switch it. And then to play pause music on my second computer and skip the song on the computer, as well as to launch stuff. So, like, I have it so I can launch up my streaming stuff, the chat. Just basically, like, it's kind of my quick start. It just speeds up the stuff that I have to do every single day. That just feels tedious, just speeds it all up. So that's kind of why I got it. And you can also set a lot of, like, I've set a couple hotkeys in the past that would pop stuff up on stream. I didn't really use it all that much. The other thing that I really use it for the most, probably the feature that I use it for the most, is just clipping things. So whenever anything happens cool in the stream, I click the clip button, because not all the time chat doesn't always clip whatever happens that I want to save or share on my Instagram or other platforms or whatever. I just click the button myself, and it'll save a replay. If you go onto OBS, you can actually set it up to save replay. Look up that feature. There's a ton of videos on it. You'll figure it out super easy. But it's like having a shadow play, if you're familiar with that on computer. It'll basically shadow play or record the last 30 seconds or 1 minute or whatever you set it as. I have it set to record the last 30 seconds, 40 seconds of my footage. And so I'll just hit a button, and it'll capture the last bit of time, and then I can go and edit it and make it proper, because there really isn't a good system on Facebook. But even so, like, it just helps it so it's a raw content. And then I don't even need to download anything from the internet later. It's already a file. It's super easy. So even if you are on Twitch or something, I think that's a great thing to have as well. But yeah, that wraps up the Fireside Chat with you guys. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with some of the questions that I had for you today. Like I said, hopefully this is something that we improve on. It's going to be something that's coming at least 3 times a month. I'm going to be trying to keep it out going live to my supporters, my subscribers, a.k.a. the Mountaineers, with you guys live every Friday. 10:30 a.m. Pacific is the goal, although that might shift a little bit. And a few days later, I'm planning on either Monday or Tuesday, most likely Tuesday at this point. It's going to be going up onto all of the podcasting websites and things, so that way there's some more platforms, and if you guys do want to listen to it in that, or go back and watch all the previous episodes, because I know there isn't really a great way to do that on Facebook right now, this will be a lot easier to just go back, rewatch all of the episodes that I'm going to be putting out during the year, taking your guys' questions, talking about whatever's going on with my content, maybe the community, And just kind of have it in all one easy to listen to place where I'm not going to get distracted by crashing into a tree. You know what I mean? Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. If you do want to rate it anywhere, I go for it. We'll learn more as we go, and appreciate you hanging out.